This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. For as long as mankind has existed, there have been wars. People have fought each other over land, over politics, you name the reason, or sometimes no reason, for thousands of years. And today is no different. While the United States is on the verge of wrapping up its second armed conflict of the 21st century, new challenges arise regularly. USF examined the changing nature of war at a recent conference titled Modern Warfare's Complexity and the Human Dimension.
The history of warfare tells us that future conflicts will occur unexpectedly.
Retired U.S. Army Colonel Derek Harvey is Director of Research and Strategy for the conference organizer, USF's Citizenship Initiative.
The purpose of the conference is to bring academics, think tanks, military officials, NGOs, and others together who deal in conflicted societies where conflict exists or might exist, and make sure that we are learning the right lessons from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq.
By bringing these experts together, Harvey says participants had a chance to hear from each other while also exposing attendees to a variety of real-life knowledge from those working on the front lines.
They know what it's like to really have to make something happen, what is doable. Theory is one thing, doing it is something else. When we bring everyone together, it will help us distill down to maybe what are the core issues we need to focus on and what are the things that we can actually accomplish.
One of those core issues is contained right in the conference title, the human dimension. Even in these days of cyber terrorism and drone warfare, keynote speaker Major General John Nicholson Jr. said that the human component of war is always going to exist.
Anywhere we go that's of importance to the U.S., is most likely going to include the human element there, whether it's interfacing with the local population, with our U.S. partners that are going to be there, or our coalition partners are going to be there. So if we're not effective in the human dimension, then we're not going to be effective in achieving the outcomes we need as a nation.
The commanding general of the Army's 82nd Airborne Division and former head of operations for U.S. forces in Afghanistan also spoke about the humility that is necessary for today's fighting men and women.
This is extremely important for us in the military because we're always operating in somebody else's environment. So the humility dimension is what enables learning. Learning enables us to adapt faster than our opponents in that environment.
War, the nature of war, remains unchanging.
Other issues covered during the two-day conference included the future of Iraq and Afghanistan, lessons learned from those two wars, and how social change can take place in crisis-torn societies. Greg Jaffe, who moderated one of the panel discussions, is a military correspondent for The Washington Post.
The best thing about this conference is in Washington, the debate tends to be fairly narrow. It's a political debate, so it's held within political polls. And the nice thing about a panel like this one is that you get a debate that's sort of unconstrained by politics, that just kind of flows with ideas. It challenges the way I see the world and the way I think.
And with new hotspots emerging around the globe that could threaten U.S. interests, looking at these deeper issues of war is vital. Ube Shabander points to Syria, where he's serving as a senior advisor to the opposition forces that want to depose President Bashar al-Assad.
It's an issue of such complex dimension that it will impact American national security interests. And so as we discuss today issues on how small conflicts in the Middle East ultimately evolve into much wider conflicts, the role of the United States military in any policy decision weighs heavily in the discussions today here in this conference.
You can see pictures from the conference and hear more of my conversation with Shabander about Syria by going to WUSF.org and clicking on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.